ABC News. I'm Daria Albinger, and that is what it sounds like on college campuses around the world as pro-Palestinian protests are spreading from U.S. universities like this demonstration at the University of Texas to schools in Europe and in Canada. The movement started at Columbia University, where a state of emergency has been declared.
These repulsive scare tactics mean nothing compared to the deaths of over 34,000 Palestinians.
The students continuing to demand Columbia divest itself of ties to Israel.
We're being told that around noon, about 150 members voted and decided whether or not they wanted to stay past the deadline for 2 o'clock. They overwhelmingly voted to stay past that deadline, and we're seemingly letting know right now that they're still on that campus holding strong.
ABC's Ike Ajachi on the Columbia campus in New York. The Biden administration has wrapped up investigations of human rights violations alleged of Palestinians by the IDF.
The determination involves years-old allegations against Israeli forces operating outside of Gaza. State Department spokesman Vedant Patel.
We found five Israeli units responsible for individual incidents of gross violations of human rights.
Patel says the Israelis have remediated 4 of the units, meaning they'll see no curtailing of U.S. military aid. As for the 5th, an ultimate decision has yet to be made. Stephen Portnoy, ABC News, Washington.
The investigation concludes as negotiations continue in hopes of reaching a ceasefire between Israel and Hamas to allow humanitarian aid to get into Gaza and hostages that are held by Hamas released. Testimony in former President Trump's New York hush money trial will resume tomorrow. An hour to the close, the Dow is up 132 points. You're listening to ABC News. 3 New Orleans police officers are out of the hospital after responding to reports of a shooting.
Matthew Landers knew he had outstanding warrants for an attempted murder and armed robbery on Sunday morning.
Some innocent people pulled up at the house. He thought it was police and fired upon them.
Jefferson Parish Sheriff Joe Lupinto says a SWAT team was sent and Lathers wounded 3 officers until
one of our snipers was able to return fire on him and take him out at that point in time.
That's ABC's Jim Ryan. 2 civilians who were hurt are now recovering. Major League Baseball will fix uniforms following complaints from players and from fans.
Major League Baseball players complain their new uniforms, designed by Nike and manufactured by Fanatics, felt cheap and the pants were see-through. Major League Baseball told players in a memo Sunday obtained by our partners at ESPN that this was a Nike problem and Nike innovated something that doesn't need to be innovated. The uniforms will be changed. Larger lettering will return to the backs of the jerseys. The mismatched pants and tops will be rectified, and so will the jersey's issue of collecting sweat. Brian Clark, ABC News.
A heat wave in Southeast Asia leading to school closures in several countries and to health warnings throughout the region. Authorities in the Philippines have closed in-person classes in public schools for 2 days. And in Cambodia, forecasters say temperatures could reach 109 degrees in most parts of the country. Daria Albinger, ABC News.
Hey, I'm Andy Mitchell, a New York Times bestselling author.
And I'm Sabrina Kohlberg, a morning television producer. We're moms of toddlers and best friends of 20 years.
And we both love to talk about being parents, yes, but also pop culture.
So we're combining our 2 interests by talking to celebrities, writers, and fellow scholars of TV and movies.
Cinema, really.
About what we all can learn from the fictional moms we love to watch.
From ABC Audio and Good Morning America, Pop Culture Moms is out now wherever you listen to podcasts.